Everybody, everybody listen. Everybody, everybody listen. 'Cause you're listening to Rockin' Radio.
Welcome to New Preston Radio Station. My name is Lewis Gurney and this is James Peacock from BBC Radio. What is it like being a reporter for BBC?
Well, hello Lewis, good morning. Thank you very much for having me. As you say, I'm a reporter for BBC Radio Humberside. So we are the local radio station which covers East Yorkshire and Northern Lincolnshire from Bridlington down to Cleethorpes. And I suppose that's why I'm explaining that, because that's what my job is like. I drive the van which is parked in your car park around from anywhere from here down into North Lincolnshire, covering news stories as they break. If anything happens, I'm sent to cover it and report on it, whether it's a good piece of news, it might be a visit, it might be an event, or it might be something slightly more worrying. And there was a train crash in Northern Lincolnshire which I went to report on only a couple of weeks ago. So whatever's going on, I go to it. And of course I'm here at your school today to report on the launch of the Children's University.
Could anyone just become a BBC reporter?
Well, I think the honest answer to that is yes, they could. It helps if you have some journalism qualifications. If you went to university to study journalism or you've done it at college, that definitely helps. But the truth is, I don't have any qualifications at all. Which, I'm getting the thumbs up from your head teacher, but I'm not sure that's quite the right answer. But the truth is that if you are time-served and skilled and you know how to report on a news story, you don't actually need any qualifications to do it. The BBC will accept you these days. Helps if you have a degree and you've been to university, but you don't necessarily need to do that. What you need more than anything else is a passion and a love for the area that you report to, and an interest in its people and the people who live in it, and the desire to report those stories and make sense of the news to the people around you.
Did you have to work hard where you are now?
That's a tricky question, really, because I think if you love what you do, it doesn't seem like hard work. There's not many days I go to work and think, oh, you know, this is hard work, because I generally enjoy a lot of what I do, and I find myself in lots of different places speaking to lots of different people. So when I got out of bed this morning, I never thought I'd be interviewed for your radio station. So it's the variety of the job. So yes, you have to be dedicated and you have to put the hours in and you have to really decide on what you want to do and stick to it. But I wouldn't say it was hard work if you love it. And that's my advice to you. Find out what you love and go and do it.
Thank you.
I want to be.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah. If you're tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you, oh. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know. That's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, 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 yeah.
Hello, my name is Dylan Craig, and I'm here with James, the news reporter. So, James, what was the worst report you've been in?
Dylan, hi. That's an interesting question, best and worst, because when you do my job, you do a different story every day, sometimes three or four stories in one day, and you move from one thing to the next. But some of the best work I've done is actually with the Children's University, which is why I'm here today. And I've had some really great times with them. And one of my favourites was being on the little boat, the Regal Lady, in the Humber, on one of the Children's University cruises, and seeing all the children from the primary schools be amazed to see the city of Hull from the water, which not many people get to see it from the river. And then we went underneath the Humber Bridge and we saw dolphins and, well, porpoises, and we were all blown away by that. We had an amazing day, and all the children came with a different perspective on it. So that's the best. The worst is a tricky one, because you end up covering a lot of sad stories, a lot of death and destruction. I remember interviewing someone whose wife and child had died in a road accident, and that was really hard for everyone concerned, but a really powerful story. So there are things like that which can be really tough, but also sometimes it's quite hard when you go to a new story. And actually, there was, do you remember in Bridlington, they closed off a load of streets last year when they thought it might have been an explosion or a gas leak, and it was down off Hilderthorpe Road, I think, wasn't it? And it turned out that a man had been storing industrial chemicals in his house, very dangerous chemicals. And the police called and all the road off. The thing is, there was no information about it. All we knew was that the road was closed. So sometimes your job can be really hard to actually find out what's going on and cover what's actually happening and find that bit out. And the police won't tell you, and no one around knows what's going on. And your job is to try and find out what's actually happening. And the tricky thing is trying to do that. And often the answer is you just can't. You just have to give it time. So yeah, there's a long rambling answer for you. It's been good to talk to you.